This is American Top 40. I'm Chuck Britton, in for Casey Kasem. Now, we're up to the song by the superstar who knew what he wanted to do with his life when he was only 9 years old. Improbable? Well, blame it on the emotional appeal of rock and roll and the impact of television. Because that's what put Bruce Springsteen on the road he's been traveling ever since. One Sunday night back in 1956, the Springsteen family were gathered around the TV set watching the Ed Sullivan Show. Ed introduced the next act, and the audience went wild. A 21-year-old singer from Tupelo, Mississippi, with a guitar slung around his neck, belted out a rock and roll song. 7-year-old Bruce Springsteen had never seen or heard anything like it, and neither had most other Americans. That night, Elvis Presley played to more people than had ever seen him before. And Springsteen says that the impact on him was incredible. He said by the time he was 9 years old, quote, "I couldn't imagine anyone not wanting to be Elvis Presley." Throughout Bruce Springsteen's career, Elvis Presley and his music have been a tremendous inspiration. He often performs Elvis songs in concert, like Heartbreak Hotel, Mystery Train, or Follow That Dream. Just how much of an influence has Elvis Presley been on Bruce Springsteen? Well, at the end of each of his concerts, as the audience files out, it isn't one of Bruce's records they hear over the PA system. It's Elvis's recording of I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Springsteen's current hit is at number 6 this week, I'm on Fire. Bruce Springsteen singing I'm on Fire. His song moves from number 8 to number 6. It's the 4th top 10 hit from the album Born in the USA. For Casey Kasem, I'm Chuck Britton.